Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. All right, what's up, y'all? And welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. We talk about all things nerdy, chaotic, and today, straight up disgusting, because we're talking about the worst foods we've ever tried. We all love food till it betrays us. Maybe it's a weird childhood snack. Maybe it was a travel disaster. Or maybe it was a fast food experiment and went horribly wrong. Either way, today we're exposing the worst of the worst with Private Chef and someone who's not afraid to tell the truth. Io Cherry, thank you so much for joining me today.
Woo. Ah, boom, 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 boom. Burr, burr, burr,
burr. Yeah, I don't have a soundboard. It's just
that's my ear horn. Burr,
burr, burr, burr. It's us. So before we, how are you? I didn't even ask how you were. I was just gonna start talking.
I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking. I'm Southern. We love manners.
You know, we are polite.
Love manners. I'm great. How are you?
I am adequate. I cannot complain, but I don't have too much great to say, but good enough.
Like that. I'm going to steal that. Like, how are you adequate? I'm alive.
I love an adequate. That's my answer 90% of the time. It's like, I'm not bad, but I'm not good, but I'm not terrible. So we're here.
You know what? And we're alive.
Yeah.
And that's
bars. Bars.
That's so something.
What is the first, like, truly nasty thing you ever ate? And you were like, I'm never eating this again.
So my answer to this is about to reveal a lot about where I'm from. So please keep all judgments to a minimum. Thank you. The first thing I can recall eating, actually, I'm going to do two because it's around the same time and they were a constant growing up. The first nasty thing I ever tried was squirrel.
Wait, where are you from? Alabama?
First of all, your mother. Second of all, I am from Tallahassee, Florida, which is about 3 hours outside. Yes.
I was like, I know Alabama when I hear it.
I have been to Alabama.
Alabama.
I have been there many a time. Yes.
Squirrel. What it tastes gamey. It looks gamey. It looks like it don't have no meat.
It does not. Thank you so much for noticing. It is gamey, and it's just like, it's a lot of gnawing and kind of chewing down something, which, if you know real country people, that is not uncommon. Like, I have uncles and they crack open the bones and they suck out the marrow. Like, they invented zero waste food in the South. My second one I'm gonna like lump in with squirrel was raccoon.
I know that was gamey. I know that was.
It ain't good. It's not good.
I don't even know what raccoon meat looks. Is it gray? I don't know why I feel like it's not.
No, it's not gray. It is very small. And my grandmother had like this fascination with being like, if you take, you know, Black people, when you like, I don't like something, and they're like, oh, you just ain't had it. You be like, no, I just don't like it. I don't need to have it.
I'm not liking this.
So my grandma was one of those, but she wouldn't tell you. She would just say, I'll just try it. What is it? Oh, it's chicken. But girl, goddamn chicken.
Hey, chicken. You can cut. Hey, yeah, you cut. That's a way. I'm usually the first to cut, so I'm proud that it was you. Hey, I'm looking at it in the studio. It don't look bad with some carrots.
It does. It's not bad, but it is a very specific profile. And it's like, if you know how gamey deer is, it's like that, but like, you got a little extra funk to it. And I don't like it. Yeah, it got a little extra funk to it. I don't like it.
And these meatballs look good. I don't like...
Can I keep going down?
I'm like, I'm invested. I don't like when people cook the meat and like, it's the whole animal still, like gator. Like, I love gator, but when I see the gator head on it...
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't want to know. Like, frog legs like chopped up in something. Ooh. And I was like, oh, this isn't bad. I would never just eat it straight up, because why does it still look like a frog leg? Like,
it'd be gaped open. The legs gaped open.
And they'd be like,
Loose.
Frog thighs.
Loose legs. Loose legs. I'm not with it.
Ew.
I'm not with it at all. So it's what's
yeah. I don't like that.
I don't like chitlins. Chitlins.
I've never had.
Don't. Like yeah. I've heard.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm from Texas, so they be chitlining it up.
Oh yeah, my family too. But fortunately for me, because I've been working, I worked in my family's restaurant for so long. My first job when I wasn't making like desserts and like little cutesy shit was to stand on a stool at the sink with a white bucket of chitlins. You're from the South, you know what bucket I'm talking about.
Yep.
This white bucket. And you grab it and you grab a little tube because it's intestines and you squeeze out corn and whatever else they couldn't digest. And it's how you clean them properly, but it takes a very long time. And after doing that, I was like, oh, I'm never tasting this.
Mm.
And I had to be about 8 years old. So, yeah, no.
Seeing it come out?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's nasty. Yeah. Ugh, ugh. Okay, so now... We're going to go into top three. This is like the hall of shame for foods. What is your top three worst foods of all time? Like, it doesn't have to be like, just something you were like, not a fan of. Nothing's as bad as raccoon, but just something you're like, I'm good on this.
Oh, okay. So, speaking of being Southern, I'm about to cause some commotion. Are you ready?
I am. Oh, my God.
I'm like Red Velvet stuffing. I don't want it. I think it's disgusting. I hate it. The only good thing about red velvet is the cream cheese and the nuts that are on the outside. The rest of it is garbage. I don't want my chocolate with like drowned in red food coloring. And I'm aware that there's like an actual recipe to red velvet and it shouldn't taste like that, but I've had the real one too and they're both nasty.
Dang.
I don't want it.
That hurt.
Yeah, I don't.
But when it tastes red, I do feel you. That red do not hit.
The cheap one where they buy it like...
Yeah.
And they just drown the chocolate cake and red and like, no, I can't. My number two, you know, I need to know where this is going to be posted because the chef community is really going to this one. I cannot eat a sunny side up egg.
Oh, you don't like a wet egg?
I don't want texture of like, or a soft scramble. The texture, yolk has a very specific flavor. I don't want my yolk like the viscosity, the texture. I can't.
Like, you ain't trying to. You ain't yoked up, so you don't be fucking with like a what is it? A Benedict?
I will make it a nigga dick, and I'll be like, hey, can you all the way? And I'm aware of who I am.
Now that's a whole different thing.
All the way, and I'm still in my own hypocrisy because I will be disgusted if you eat a well done steak. But yeah, I want a well done.
Okay. All right.
What about
ramen? Do you do like the soft boy? You'll do a soft boy, but just
no. I just lose egg to whoever I'm with. I'm like, you want my egg? Or I just
those eggs are delicious. Hey, you two for two against me. I thought we was cool. What's
yeah? No, I will eat a pickled egg though.
What? Oh yeah, because those are usually like hard boiled and
yeah they it's got a hard boiled tangy egg. I eat a pickled egg.
A tang. I do a little twang tang.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. What's mine?
Oh wait, I got one more.
So you got pickled, you got soft eggs.
Yeah.
What was the first one? Red velvet. All blasphemous. What's your third one?
Okay, it's a hard choice between two, so I'm gonna actually just say them together.
You can.
And because I think everyone hates this thing. Fondant?
Yeah.
It serves a real purpose, and like I know how to make it, but it's disgusting. It is disgusting. Right. It's never good, and I feel like we should have come up with a way to make it taste better. My bonus item is grapefruit. I hate it.
You don't like a tang?
That's not tang though. It's like musky. Grapefruit tastes musty. It does.
Well, now that you said it,
it tastes like a musky lemon. Yeah, I stand by that.
You want to be a lemon so bad.
Real. It's like a musty man-made thing. It's just gross.
I used to drink grapefruit juice growing up, like hard. I don't know why. And like raisin. I had old parents and old grandparents. So a raisin bran. I was rocking with a raisin bran. I rock a raisin bran. What do I hate?
I think raisin bran is good.
I'll fuck up some raisin bran. I'll fuck up a bran muffin. I hate
Okay, give me.
Okay, mine are mainly like fast food stuff, and that's, I think part of it is just because I don't eat fast food no more. The McDonald's fish sandwich.
Never had it.
It stank. And people are like, oh, it's so good. It is disgusting. I'm not a fan. I hate it. I'm putting chitlins. I'm running chitlins back. Chitlins back. I
go somewhere fast food that has chitlins?
No. That's just my number two. Oh. Yo, fast food chitlins would be hell.
I was about to say Texas sounds like hell. That's
right. I mean, there's definitely some of them like gas stations that serve food. I know one of them got some chitlins. There's no way. Are you looking up to see if it's chitlins in the
kitchen? No, I was recording you saying this so I could put on my Instagram that Rocky has had fast food chitlins.
I have not had fast food chitlins. I just know.
I heard Texas is selling fast food chitlins.
I'm finna look it up. Chitlins in gas station. Somebody got them. Chitlins. Somebody, they do. They said somebody got them at the gas station.
I'd have to ask here because you know he's the gas station.
Like, he's a gas station king.
I don't.
The convenience connoisseur, if you will. That is disgusting. I hate it. And what is one more thing I hate? I'll be chilling. You know what? Nah, hog head cheese.
You've had hog head cheese?
Yo, my daddy used to get hog head cheese. And yeah. I'm like, this ain't even, because it's not even cheese.
It's not. And it doesn't look like cheese. It looks like
It looks like slop. Because what is it? Just jelly meatloaf? It's just some country shit. There's no reason to be eating that. It looks nasty.
Okay, cheese definitely gives like this is slave food. Like this was out of necessity.
Like, why are we eating this now? We've done better. Boiled meat from the head of a pig or calf, trimmings from pork or veal. Heart and feet, seasonings, and gelatin. And then they put it on a sandwich. Like, you don't need, just get sandwich meat. The price point can't be that different at this point. Get some sandwich meat.
The South is the original zero waste cuisine.
Yo,
like them folks was like, oh yeah, throw that hog head away. And them niggas was like, no. Hold on.
We can do more with it. That shit is the disgusting. Okay, so next is going to be food that lied to us. So have you ever seen a dish that looked really good and it smelled good, but then you ate it and it was disgusting? What was your biggest food lie?
I think so beautiful. Like, I love cooking them. I make them for clients all the time. I even like the broth. I think they're so aesthetically pleasing. I cannot eat mussels.
I love mussels.
I want to eat them, and I can't because they're so beautiful and like and the crusty bread, and I like all the accoutrement and all the stuff that's with it. But the mussel itself, no. I won't go near it.
Yucky! I am. So you be making me not like the stuff I like.
It's like the. Never mind. That analogy was going to be so disgusting.
Was it boogers?
It was going to be boogers, but I was going to say when you see kids eat one, but it's like the little hard, like crusty looking one. Like punch when you get in the middle.
That's hurtful. I don't have a specific one, but I have, I guess, not a specific incident, but just a food stories in general. I used to be like a wedding photographer.
Oh.
And yeah, I hated it.
Anything is rough.
It would just be like hood stuff. Like hood weddings. Like, it would be super cheap. Okay. But
can we deviate for a second? Please tell me the hood. Please tell me the most absurd thing you took a photo of.
It was the third. It was this lady's third wedding.
Okay,
we were in like a gym, like a high school gym. She wore a silver dress. They had like red beans and rice in like from somebody's house, which was fine. But then like they had the little warmer things, but the foil wasn't on all the way, so nothing was hot. So people was eating cold beans and rice. And then I forgot if they lost the meat, somebody stole the main dish. Something happened with the main dish. So all we had was like beans and rice. Like,
you took photos of the bees and rice.
Just absolutely. I got it somewhere in a folder. Like, I was just, it was a lot. And they didn't even pay me that much. But like, when it's like that, where they're not paying a lot, they want you to take pictures of everything. They want to take pictures of people eating, take pictures of my shoes, take pictures of my face, take pictures. So it was a lot. I almost
shot list just a mile long for no reason.
It's like, hey, you paid me $200 and I'm here for 8 hours. It would be stuff like that. That's why I'm like, I'm not retouching these. I'm not retouching. Hey, I used to just give people all their pictures and I'm like, figure it out from here. Yeah, I'm like, here. I don't care.
$200, giving the raw photos is nice of you.
Yeah. Some people are like, I give you one picture. I'm like, no, because I don't want to talk to you no more. So take the pictures, do with them what you will. I'm never going to touch these pictures again. So I used to do a lot of weddings and nothing was worse than a nasty ass wedding cake. Because what are you doing? This is what we came for. It would usually be like yellow or vanilla. Like, how do you mess up a yellow cake?
Ooh. Now, you know what? I would love a good country wedding with a yellow cake, with the butter cake, with the chocolate.
Oh, my God. If and when I ever get married, that's what I'm finna do. I want a good... I rock with a yellow... That's why I'm so disappointed, because how are you fucking up this yellow cake?
Yeah. The cake is the star of the show.
That's what... So you brought us to this wedding. We had to sit here for hours. And this, mind you, this is your third one, bitch. So, and the cake nasty. You ain't got the recipe right by now? I'm disgusted.
Everybody start their speeches with, welcome back.
And I see y'all again. Hello. This is sad and disgusting.
Third so, time.
Hate it. Now, we're going to talk about some of the most hated foods that were voted as like the nastiest foods. And we're going to see how you feel about these foods. I'm very interested.
Okay.
All right. So, pickled pig's feet.
How do I feel about them?
Mm-hmm.
So, hear me out. Texturally, it's disgusting. I cannot deal with the texture, although I am not opposed to someone enjoying a good country pickled delight. I'm not. Because I love pickled juice, and anything pickled, so
you just like pickled stuff. Hey, I rock with a pickle. Do you put like peppermint in the pickle? Have you done that?
No, because I have home training. Why would you want a minty pickle?
So you ain't Cheeto the pickle?
Excuse me? Did you say a Cheeto pickle?
People be putting Cheetos in the pickle.
I don't want to use a racial slur against my own kind of stuff. Okay.
So no Kool-Aid pickle, that's my last one.
Roxy.
Okay. All right, moving on. So what about any jelly?
We're so focused on the fact that we can. We never stop to ask ourselves what we do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just, like, why?
The aggression.
It's like, yeah, we can, but why? Somebody's like, why we do?
Should we do this? What about any type of jelly meat product? We already talked about like hog head cheese. What's the other one? Aspic. What about any of those?
I do not like. So when I keep mentioning texture, I do not like
texture.
Poopy things. So any jellied, I'm kicking it out, kicking it off the plate. I hate jellied things.
What about jelly itself?
I hate. Oh wait, like on toast?
Yeah.
I can eat it because it's on something, right? Like you can eat it from the like biscuit or the bread, but like Jell-O, absolutely not.
You don't rock with a Jell-O?
No, won't eat it.
What about like a pudding? Pudding's thicker. You do pudding?
I will only eat pudding if it has bananas and vanilla wafers in it. Other than that, just straight up won't eat it. It's actually the thing that is most likely to make me gag because it's so smooth and it's just
really you're like just sliding down my throat. Freaky. Right. No pudding.
Okay, but back to pudding. Maybe it's the temperature because pudding is cold, and you know. No, I'm kidding.
That would make sense. Even though you being a pervert, that would make sense. Temperature does change the effect of food. Cause yeah, so we all know that you like a warm pudding down your throat, so it makes sense that you would not like a cold one. What about, have you ever had lutefisk?
What'd you call me? I really liked the album back in the day.
Oh my God. Lutefisk. I've never had it, but it's just fish soaked in lye.
Why?
Some Norwegian something. I saw it, you know, I saw it on King of the Hill.
I don't know any Norwegian slurs, but that's how I feel about whatever you just said.
Lutefisk is dried Scandinavian. Oh, you would hate it. I'm looking at it now. It's very goopy. It's dried cod or white fish that's been preserved in lye. And apparently it's like a traditional dish. This looks so disgusting.
I like gefilte fish, which I also think is absolutely disgusting.
What is gefilte fish? How you spell it?
What? That's who?
Gefilte fish. Gefilte. You know, I'm country.
I ain't trying to offend them. I ain't trying to offend the folks with a lot going on over there these days, but I believe it comes in a jar. And it's like, you know what? Don't give me the line. Hold on.
Mixture of deboned whitefish, carp, or pike. And it's stuffed. Oh, it has like matzah stuff. Oh, that's why. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I've seen it in the stores in Miami in a jar. But yeah, it's like a matzah ball, but with fish, I guess.
I'm good. It made my stomach hurt. I am good. Okay, what surprise?
Oh, they're delicious.
Which one?
I say shout out to matzo ball soup, though.
That's fire. Yeah. I'm like, I like fish, but maybe just not together.
Yeah, nah.
I'm good on that. Okay, what about surprise raisins and stuff? Like a potato salad.
Oh. I don't, I'm just going to be honest. I don't have that many white people in my circle, so I've never had potato salad with a raisin in it. And all my white friends are from like Miami, so they're like something else. So I've never had that. So no, that is not my experience.
I don't relate to that. I have had a surprise raisin. This is when I was younger, though. It was in like chicken salad, and that was before I knew. I was like, oh, this shit hits. Like it was a cranberry. It wasn't a raisin. It was a cranberry. Yeah, it was like a crazy. Yeah, that shit was hit.
I don't like chicken salad either. I don't like anything mayonnaise-based.
Oh, that was the next question. Mayonnaise-based.
I don't want chicken salad. I don't want potato salad. I will eat tuna salad.
What?
But I will not eat egg salad. I will not eat tuna salad is because I would never eat it on a piece of bread, like a sandwich. I would never do that. But I would eat tuna with crackers.
Tuna and crackers is fire. Why not on the bread?
It's all too soft. If it's just bread.
What if you toast it?
I need a cracker.
I need a hard.
Yeah, I need a little bit crunch.
With my goop.
Yeah, with my goop.
Okay, so this is going to be, would you rather?
No.
Okay. It's not an answer. So we got a list of foods, and you got to pick one. Some of these, now that we've gotten to know each other more through this, I feel like I know the answer to this first one. So would you rather eat a spoonful of room temperature mayonnaise or drink a warm glass of pickle juice?
Oh, warm glass of pickle
juice. Yeah, I was like, this is...
Warm glass of pickle juice sounds like a nice evening. Like, you know, take a shot of whiskey and then get a warm glass of pickle juice to wash.
A pickle chaser? Pickle bag. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Pickle bags.
I was skeptical.
But girl, no. And it wipes, it wipes the taste completely away and then you're ready for your next shot.
It's
good. So, you know, this episode should be called For the Love of Pickles. Like, this is great.
That's what I'm actually going to put that at the top. She's pickled out.
Yeah, she is.
Would you rather eat a bowl of soggy cereal that's been sitting for an hour or a peanut butter and tuna sandwich?
This is fucked up.
yeah, you've been more texture.
I know, and they both. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say the peanut butter and tuna. And I was sitting here trying to think of like small ways I can like sway it, but like, it's going to be gross and it is going to be soft, but you did not specify that it was tuna salad. You just said tuna.
Mm-hmm.
did not specify that the bread wasn't toasted, and you did not say that the peanut butter couldn't have been crunchy. So I could stomach. I can't stomach. What'd you say? Soggy cereal?
Soggy cereal for an hour?
No, I don't even eat cereal because the amount of milk I want in my cereal is like 2 capfuls. And I want to eat that before it gets wet, like too soggy, and then I'll do it again. So I eat cereal like a half a cup at a time. I don't even eat it.
Like, I need you in increments.
I hate soggy cereal. I hate it.
Not a fan. Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
And I'm old, so it's just too damn sweet, all of it.
Better get that Raisin Bran.
You're right. I should. But those are flakes, and that's my issue with Frosted Flakes, too. They get soggy the second you put them in a bowl.
It's a wrap. Like, you got to eat it quick.
Just the thought of milk, and they're soggy, and I don't have time for that.
I don't have the time. I'm not going to rush for my meal.
No.
So would you rather have every meal for a month tastes like unsalted boiled chicken, or be forced to eat ketchup on everything?
Unsalted boiled chicken.
You don't like ketchup?
I will eat ketchup in certain instances, but I will down this hill. Ketchup can be a condiment, but it is not a dip. I don't care. Like, it's not good enough to dip fries in. It is not like a composed dip. Put it on something, sure, but like, ketchup is kind of gross.
You say, hey, ketchup, you're not that bitch, and I'm not
finna eat you everything. Well, and you know what? Now, this is going to be some this is probably the bougiest shit I ever said. Mm-hmm. Ketchup in America is trash. Ketchup in other places, like ketchup in Australia, because it's more of a savory, tomato-y thing.
It's very sweet here.
No, it's not as sweet and disgusting, and it comes in like these little tiny jars. It is delicious. Mm-hmm. But American, like our GMO ketchup, not a fan. Can't do it. Don't like her.
Mm-hmm. This was very bourgeois. I had some like farmer's market ketchup. That was the first time I'm like, oh, like this is how it's supposed to taste. Like,
yeah, I've made my own ketchup like with tomato paste and vinegar. It's actually really easy, and you just don't put as much sugar, and it's not bad. But like Heinz or whatever the hell, no, ma'am.
You said Heinz. Mm-mm. You think you the shit? Not at all. Okay, so this is the last one. This is: would you rather eat a plate of cooked liver with no seasoning, or I can never say this fruit. Is it Duran?
Durian.
Durian. Durian. That sounds like my ex name. Durian fruit smoothie.
The liver, because you didn't say how it was cooked. And fried liver is good.
No seasoning, though.
Yeah, but I would still take fried liver over durian. I've had durian, and it's not... No, it was... I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it stank.
Pretty bad. And, like, eating a smoothie...
Because, I mean, there's a lot of it to smoothie. Yeah, I would go with the liver, too, because I rock with liver. But no seasoning, it's just going to be metallic-y, but I'm still going to eat it.
Fried liver and gizzards?
And it's south.
It's good. I just try not to think about it too much while I'm eating it.
It has like a gamey, kind of softy, it's interesting. But if somebody knows what they're doing, they can cook a good liver.
Yeah, frying it is what makes it palatable for sure. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, it's sauteed. I'd be like, no, thank you.
No, put that shit in some flour. Like, get to battering it up. So, yeah, that is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for coming on. Tell the people where they can find you. And if you got anything, well, I don't know when this is releasing. So, actually, if you got something in the near future, don't say it. But if you got something, you're going to be like, yeah, I got a party next week. They were like, that was 7 months ago. So, yeah.
We both know I don't throw parties. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to take this time to remind everyone that I have been a chef for 10 years and I have been working in the restaurant industry for 20 years. So all of my opinions are correct. With that being said, you can find me on Instagram at itsiosiocherry, AYOCHERRY. And I don't have anything coming up, but I have tons of like videos on YouTube and all the different things. You can watch me on some of those Food Network shows competing. I win more than I lose. So there's that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all for me. you know, I'm just over here working on a course for other private chefs. So I have I have nothing going on.
Well, yeah, y'all check out all of that. And as a person that's eaten Ayo's food, definitely her opinion is right. I'm riding with her. She knows what you're talking about. You made it at...
At the studio?
At the studio. It was a couple times. And I like took some plates. I took a couple plates. It was like a coconut milk something you had made.
Oh, the soup.
I fuck with a soup. I'm a soup ass bitch too. Oh, that soup was fire. I ate most of it. Like most of what you made. Like I kept going back. Yeah. Ain't nobody stopped me. So yeah, if we missed the disgusting food or if you actually like some of these, let me know. Also seek help because you're sick. Make sure to subscribe, follow Ayo, and remember, stay curious, keep wondering, or don't. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm not your mama. See you later. Thank you. Bye. Thank you for... If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.